Part three of Malthus Horror Talk, of course. Trapped by a demon. Skip some scenes. Have mercy on your soul.
Other press. Is everything all right? We need to leave.
Thank you.
What do you want to see?
Please, you gotta come down. Please come down, okay?
He wants her soul. I have to get mine, John.
Mia, no. Don't do it.
You won't give her back.
No. Mia, listen to me. Leah needs you here. Okay, sweetie, I need you here. Please, don't do this.
I love you, John. I know you'll take good care of her, Leah. You deserve it. When she's older, you tell her. You tell her.
I can make it right. This is what Ruby meant.
No, no!
God honors sacrifice. And our sacrifices touch God's heart and move his hand. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
The baby was like, "What happened?" I'm just trying to be happy, honestly. I don't even know what the fuck I just did, honestly. But now, from The Conjuring, the first one, of course, where Annabelle makes an appearance. I think she does, yeah. Yeah.
When we came home, she was sitting in the hallway. But we had left her in the spare room.
Beyond terrified. We don't know what's going on or what to do. Can you help us?
Yes, we can. But firstly, there's no such thing as Annabelle, and there never was.
Ghosts don't possess such power. I think what we have here is something extremely manipulative. It's something inhuman.
It was a big mistake acknowledging this, though. But through that, the inhuman spirit tricked you. You gave it permission to infest your lives.
What's an inhuman spirit?
It's something that's never walked the earth in human form. It's something demonic.
So the doll was never possessed?
No, it was used as a conduit. It was moved around to give the impression of possession. Demonic spirits don't possess things. They possess people. It wanted to get inside of you.
Annabelle the doll. Sorry, Annabelle Awakens, another one. Yep. Oh boy, that sucked. But before that, the Curse of La Llorona. Annabelle is mentioned in the Curse of La Llorona when Anna Tail Garcia goes to ask advice from Father Perez on how to raise her family of La Llorona's curse. He explains that he previously did not believe in the supernatural until he had a run-in with a doll, and flashes back to Annabelle's attack on him. He then explains that it will take a while for the church to get involved and directs her to a former priest named Raphael for help. Now The Conjuring, of course. In The Conjuring, Annabelle was released from her case by Bathsheba Sherman, a spirit who was involved in the haunting of the Perrin family. Bathsheba had sought revenge against the Warrens for investigating the house and went to the Warren household and released Annabelle. The two spirits, Bathsheba and Mathis, then terrorized the Warrens' young daughter, Judy, culminating in throwing a rocking chair at her. Jeez. However, Ed arrived and rescued Judy before she could be seriously harmed. Annabelle was later found mysteriously back in her case afterward. Maybe Mathis did or Bathsheba did. So, yeah. Now Annabelle comes home. A year after acquiring the doll, Ed and Lorraine go out of town, leaving their young daughter Judy in the care of her babysitter, Mary Allen, who has her friend Daniela Rios come join them. However, Daniela just suffered the loss of her father, and while Judy and Mary Allen are absent, sneaks into the Warren's Ocular Museum to try and find some means of contacting her father's spirit. While there, Annabelle falls over in her case, so Daniela unlocks and opens the case to set Annabelle upright, but is distracted by a smoke alarm and forgets to lock the case. As the girls prepare to turn in for the night, they are unaware that the Annabelle demon, Mathis has attracted and amassed a group of dark and demonic spirits sealed away by the Warrens. Mary Allen's boyfriend is attacked by the Black Shock. Mary Allen is attacked by a spirit known as the Ferryman, and Daniela and Judy are attacked by the violent bride and Annabelle herself. Mathis targets Judy in particular, attempting to steal her soul, manifesting as Janice or Annabelle, and finally as the demon itself. Daniela is locked in the Ocular Museum where the demon takes the form of her late father and blames her for his death, breaking Daniela down in an attempt to possess her. Judy and Mary Ellen attempt to call Lorraine, only to find out that Mathis has taken control of the phone lines. Judy knows they will have to find the doll and lock it back up if the soul on their house is to end, and goes looking for her. Daniela is possessed by the bride, and the room where Mathis is hiding is protected by a possessed suit of samurai armor. Judy and Mary Ellen make it to the room where Mathis taunts them by hiding in a locked closet protected by the ferryman. Mary Ellen manages to get in and get the doll, but the two are attacked by a possessed Daniela. Judy turns on the video of her father exorcising a spirit to damage the bride as she runs to the museum and attempts to put Annabelle back. However, she is attacked by Mathis, who begins to steal her soul. Judy fights back with the crucifix and manages to get the doll back in the case, but is unable to close it as the bride, ferryman, samurai, and Mathis close in. Suddenly, afraid, Daniela rushes in and helps close the case, sealing away Mathis and cutting the power from the other monsters. Wow, that's pretty freaky, honestly. Oh, let's see. Annabelle comes home. Wow, that's crazy. Thank you.
You were just in an accident.
I was.
Sorry. Wires crossed. That should do it. You okay?
Now the Bloody Bride, where, you know, that's how Mathis, you know, well he left, he decided to let hell come loose. I'll pick a, like some specific ones on like the entire bit, because I'm not an idiot, honestly. So no, what the fuck? Maybe in the middle of bed, yeah, why not? Thank you.
Thank you.